start your day, the Torah way. Rabbi Yehoshua Locke.
Good morning. B'shus Gabriel. Big pleasure to find very often that the impetus of the Torah way in allows me to go over things that have been many, many years in bothering me and wanted to clarify. And this is one of those subjects. It's a tremendously large subject, but we're not going to. I've got a lot of story over here. Don't get nervous. It's just because there's so much to read out, but I didn't want to write it all out. There's not much. We're really going to do a chazor. We're going to go through the whole of Shulchan Aruch, and we're going to dip in to the various places where it matters if a person is a kohen or not. And as you're going through Shulchan Aruch, we're not going to go in order. But as you go through Shulchan Aruch, obviously the first thing that comes to mind is Kriyas HaTorah. And sorry. Because the Torah, the Kohen comes first. The Duchening, yeah, Duchening, yeah, you're right. The Duchening, of course, we're going to discuss that as well. But there's many other places, in Erechaim, in Yerideya, where it's important to know whether a person is a Kohen or is not a Kohen. And it's appropriate to this week's Sedra, Vekidashtoi. Well, is it? So the first thing we're going to start off with, we read the other Pasuk. The Pasuk says, I've lost it now. Oh, here we are. Kedoshim yiyu leilukehem, velo yichalu shem leilukehem, ki es ish Hashem, lechem leilukehem, hei makriv mehoyu kodesh. And that is the problem, that is the pasuk of Kedoshim yiyu, that is the mitzvah of being mekadesh, the kohen. Rashi doesn't actually say that there. Rashi says that the mitzvah there is the mitzvah of being mafrish, the kohen. If he marries somebody who is not allowed to marry, it is a mitzvah on the rest of Klal Yisrael to be mekadesh him against his will, and to make sure that he separates from his wife who is osa to him. And that is the way we are mekadesh the kohen, by enforcing that he keeps the halachas of who he marries. That's important to notice, because in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Lamed Beis, the Rambam writes, "V'Mitzvah Lamed Beis Hu Shetzivonu Lechabed Zer Aaron Ulenosom Uleroimamom V'Nosim Madrigosam Madrigi Kodemes." They have to be placed elevated. They placed in before everybody else. V'Zekuloi Hagdolo LeKelis Ale. As you just read, Kislechem LeKev. He's the servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and by virtue of being who he serves, he comes before everybody else. Ubo hapirush vekidashtoi lechol dova shebekdusho liftoyach rishoin ulevorich rishoin velitl mona yofirishin. And that is the shit of the Rambam that he taka holds. And as you can see, we're already finished with the Sefer Mitzvahs and the Chumash, so we're not going to, it doesn't take too long. That is the shit of the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that it is a mitzvah deiraisa to be mechabed the kohen when he is given the first aliyah, when he's given the first portion, or actually mekayim the mitzvah of vekidashtoi. And perhaps since mitzvah shichas kavana, it's a mitzvah deraisa, perhaps we should all be mechavan every single time a kohen has an aliyah. Oh, I'm now being mechavan, mekayim the mitzvah of vekidashtoi, by giving the first aliyah to a kohen, a mitzvah deraisa. That is how we form the mitzvah, by giving him the aliyah. And that is the same loshon in the chinuch. The chinuch writes, midine mitzvah in mitzvah reish samech tes, which he calls kiddush zera aron. Say the midine mitzvah, masha omru zichronim levrocha. Shaseida kriyas hatoyre betzibah zehu shekoyin koyerishin le'olam. Koyin koyerishin le'olam. Now there is obviously an extra level of takana which everybody knows, that the reason why koyin is koyerishin is because they shouldn't come to fight. Should be machlekes, because otherwise you would be mechabed the biggest Talmud Chacham, and then you'd get an argument about who's greater and who's less great. So Chazal said we put the kohen first. That's because although there's a mitzvah of kedashtoi to mechabed the kohen first, then there's an even bigger mitzvah of being mechabed Talmidei Chachamim. So Talmidei Chachamim should come before the kohen. But in order to avoid fights, Chazal will mesaken that we mekayim the mitzvah of kedashtoi in the kohen, and we put aside the mitzvah of Talmidei Chachamim. That is the takonas Chazal. We've got to discuss, this is exactly the Nekudah. What is a Kohen Miyuchas? Is there such a thing as a Kohen Miyuchas? That is the Nekudah which we're going to be leading up to. So, our Kol Ponim, there's also another aspect, another halacha, which changes because of Chazal's takana to always be mechabed the Kohen first, and that is, under normal circumstances, there's a Taz. The Taz goes to a great length to discuss whether it's true or not true, whether a Kohen can be Meichel. Can he be Meichel his Din Mekadash Doi? But he can't be Meichel the first Aliyah. those people who ask a kohen to leave in order that they can have the first aliyah, it's not beseder. He can't be moichelit. He's not got the right to be moichelit. Chazal on the second, he should come first. So by asking him to leave, if he chose to leave anyways, so he wasn't in the shul at the time. But if you're asking him to leave in order to take away what's rightfully his, there's even a shaila, somebody who jumps ahead of a kohen and takes the first aliyah, he should l'chayra owe 20 zehuvim to the kohen. Because he's pinched from him the first bracha and the second bracha at the end, that's 20 zehuvim. And l'chayra he does, he owes him the money, it's a financial obligation. You've taken away the bracha, you owe money for that. We find halacha in by Bris, we find where Moyel, somebody pinches the mitzvah away from him, he taka owes him the money for the bracha. A bracha costs money. Now that you appreciate how much a bracha costs, we have a different appreciation in the brachas we make. 10 zehuvim, each bracha, that's a gemara. Okay, so we finish with the chinuch, we say that's the raisa. There's a toisus in Gittin, which I'm not going to read out to you, but there's a toisus in Gittin, which toisus says the mitzvah of the kiddush is only an asmachta. And there are other shittas. And the maisa in the poskim, we find various poskim, we're going to discuss it soon, we're going to go look through it. Yeah, and we're going to see, I'm going to read you out Loshon of Mogen Avraham, where you'll see that although it is a machlokes, it's not less than a sofik deraisa. So in Hilchos Nesias Kapayim, right at the end, the Ramah brings also lehishtamish b'koyin, afilu b'zman hazeh, dehava k'moyl behekdesh. Im loy mochal al kach. Loy mochal al kach, that's the Taz I was telling you about, that, well, I'm reading the Ramah, but that's where the Taz is metayik from there, that he can be moichel. Can he be moichel? He goes to greatest, can he be moichel or be moichel? But let's read those words again. Also lehishtamish b'koyin, afilu b'zman hazeh. Why afilu b'zman hazeh? That was your question. Afilu b'zman hazeh. A kohen only has the status of a kohen as long as we know that he is a kohen. He is a ben achaben of a kohen. He has to be a ben achaben after Aron HaKohen. That's one thing we have to know. But the other thing we also have to know is that at no time was his kedusha nischal. At no time did he lose the kedusha. And if at any point in that shalsheles from Aron HaKohen, at any point, one of the women along the way was a gerusha or a chalutza, then the kohuna, the shalsheles hakohuna was broken, and then the child is, even though he's the son of a kohen, he might even be called kohen, but he's not a kohen. He's a Yisrael. Nothing wrong with him, but he's a regular Yisrael. He's lost his kohuna. It's nischal, it became chulin. He lost the kedusha of kohuna, and he is now a regular Yisrael. So in order to know that, that's what we might mean by kohen miuchasim. Now this nekuda, whether there are taka kohanim miuchasim, is a question which is a very large question which covers many, many places. And therefore he's saying, afilu b'zman hazeh, even nowadays, where we might not know who is a kohen, all we know is that he says I'm a kohen, he takes the aliyah of the kohen, nevertheless, you have to also hishtamish b'kohen, to have a k'moyel behegdash. It's like he's being moyel behegdash. Now that Loshon Moyel Behegdash is a very unusual Loshon, because he didn't say because it's a Chiyuv Midaraisa being Bekedashtoi. He's saying because you're Ming Moyel. Moyel means to use something which is an exclusive use of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hekdash, and a person uses it for Chulin, he has been Moyel in that. So he didn't mention the Kedashtoi. So you can understand he means the Kedashtoi. That's the mitzvah of Kedashtoi. The Kedashtoi is a little bit different to the Chinuch. Not because you have to remember respect the Kohen, because the Kohen is the servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you have to respect the Kohen because he's the property of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're using HaKadosh Baruch Hu's things. Who gave you permission to touch HaKadosh Baruch Hu's things? You are using something which doesn't belong to you. It belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're being mishtamish b'sharvitoi shel melech. That's the me'ila. That's what me'ila means. So that could be how he touches up the mitzvah kedashtoi. Or it could be that he taka holds like those rishonim and achronim who hold that there is no kedashtoi anymore nowadays. There's no kedashtoi in being mechabed him. The mitzvah kedashtoi is lafrishoy mi isa. And nevertheless, there's still it's inappropriate to be mishnamish b'shavit b'shkoil because it's ke moyel b'koidish, but not because it's an isa deraisa of being moyel b'koidish.
Can he demand from you the
koil? Sorry?
Can he demand from you?
So we're going to, as we're going to see later, Okay, I answered now because I probably won't remember to come back to it, but we're going to see later that it's actually nowadays Kehanim could be according to a lot of Shittas are Sfikim, a Sofik with Kehanim. We go with Chazakah and we allow them to do what they want to do, and we allow them to do certain things we allow them to do, but we don't take up of our doors that they're Kehanim. And therefore they can't demand from you because you can say, we're going to see Legal Pidyon HaBen, that's Negea, Imitz Hashem, I hope I have timed it right, but Imitz Hashem, we'll see Legal Pidyon HaBen, Legal various things, Matnes Kehuna, there's various things that we do now. Nowadays, and the most interesting thing is that there are a lot of things that we do nowadays that are contradictory. On the one hand, we give the Kohen the first Aliyah, but on the other hand, we do Pidyon HaBen, the Chachib Deraisa with the Kohen, and on the other hand, we don't give him the Matonis. How many people even know that the Dichiyuv Matnos Kohuna, Zeroya Lechayayim HaKevus applies nowadays? A Kohen has a right to every Zeroya, every Lechayayim, every Keva from every animal that is shefted. But it doesn't happen. So we have this contradiction in when do we do, what do we do and what we don't do. And we're going to address it. We're not going to resolve anything because it is inherent in the Metzius of our status nowadays. But I'm just going to show you the various places in Shulchan Aruch where it is Negeah. Absolutely not. I mean, once you've got somebody who's a Kohen, he's called Kohen, he's a Goy Gomor, after that, anything is possible. Because maybe his grandfather's called Katz and between things have happened. I hope there's no Rappaports here, but even the Shem Rappaport doesn't mean anything. Well, what does it help that 200, 300 years ago that there was a Rappaport towards Miuchas? Even the Shulchan Aruch straightforward. Well, how do we know who a Kohen is? We've got a problem. I've got somebody that says, I don't know who's Kohen or who's not Kohen. But if I ask her, how do you know your Kohen? My father told me I'm a Kohen. And his father told him. But that means you've got one person told you you're a Kohen, and he's your father. He's not kosher eders. What we rely on is sorry?
Zebani,
but not Bani Kohen. He's not Nemon Tikkohen. And even there, we only Nemon, it's a place for sin, it's only Nemon if we wouldn't have known it was his son otherwise. But if we would have known it was his son otherwise, then he's got no Migu. Because a person, the Eid Echot, we'll come in this way. We've got an Eid Echot comes along in this room and tells us, he is a Kohen, he is Nemon. Our problem is that when we immediately turn to the Eid Echot, okay, we're believing you, but how do you know? What do you mean? I remember his father, Duchlin. You're back to the same question. How do his father know? We always end up with the same problem that we go further back. We get stuck to a point and say we can't go back. Now, some of the poskim, they say we have to have an Eidos, Eid Mipi, Eid, all the way up to Aaron HaKohen. Now, that's impossible, certainly nowadays. How did they do it? Obviously, they also couldn't do it. How did they do it in Tazda Moroyim? How did they do it? If we have a written Eidos, and this we're going to see the Gemara in Ksubas in Mitzvah Shem, if I don't get myself too mixed up in the order, I'm changing around. If we're going to see the Gemara in Ksubas, if we know that they've eaten Kodshim, Dafka Kodshim, or in the times of Chazal, when they were Boti Dinim Kavuim, and they allowed a person to Duchim, and I say Chazal, I don't mean Taz Bekivega, or Chazam Sefer, in Taz Chazal, I mean Taz the Gemara. Because then they had Botidin Kavuim, who checked the Yichas, that person was Takam Yichas. Then we have Eidos Gomor, that this person's a Kohen, and of course we still have to verify everything else from that point to make sure nothing's been happening in between. But there are others who seem to say that Be'etzem we rely on the fact that the person's a Chazaka. Because clearly you still have a Cheses Kashrus. Most people are fine. And therefore, if a person has been brought up as a Kohen, and his father was brought up as a Kohen, and his grandfather maybe was brought up as a Kohen, you all know it was a Kohen, he duchened. So then we can take on the Chazaka that he is a Kohen. However, even if according to these Shittas we hold that a person is Nemon, we actually take on the Vados that he is a Kohen. And according to them, that's what we rely on by Pidyon HaBen, and that's why we allow it to make a bracha by the duchening. Nevertheless, legabe yichus, we won't believe him. Because that's a Gemara. You know what? Let's get the Gemara out now. Where is it? The Gemara says the following. Good morning, Ksubas. Chavtadon basic. Gemara saying, Gedoy l'chazoka. Chazoka is great. It's chazoka that we take home people. Just by the way. This issue is not only by Kohanim. Let's imagine you have a husband and a wife who are living together. Nobody was at the Chasna. Nobody was at the Chasna. They'd been in Manchester 30 years, 40 years. And then, Chalila, something happens, and Avera is done, and Beis Din would want to kill the wife for being Mezana or doing something like that. You don't have to go bring proof now that she was Eishes Ish. You don't have to go and say, how do we know she was married? Maybe she was never married in the first place. We've got something called a Chazaka. Sofin a Chazaka. If there's another Gemara brings other Dimyonis, but you've got children running after. There's certain behaviors, where patterns of behavior, people have been living together and doing things, or living in a town and knowing certain things for many years. That is called a Chazaka. And we Sofin a la Chazaka. So Chazaka has a tremendously strong power in Klal Yisrael as an emonus. Even where we don't actually have a proper foundation for that Chazaka. So this couple who came to Manchester, at no point did anybody ever ask them, are you two married? It's a strange thing to ask. I mean, it's highly unlikely. In fact, come to think of it, most people who are in Manchester nowadays, probably at no time has anybody ever asked them, are you two married? We're relying on the fact that they live in the same house together, that they have children, and so that's Chazaka. And Chazaka is a tremendous koyach. So the Gemara says, G'doy la Chazaka. Chazaka is great. Shenema, we bnei ha-koyahanim, bnei chavir, bnei ha-koyitz, bnei barzilai, asher lokach mibnois barzilai ha-gilodi, isho, vayikore al shmom eile. These are names of at the time of Ezra, who went up to Yerushalayim with him, and these were the children, bnei ha-koyahanim, the names of chavir, ha-koyitz, barzilai, and they married daughters barzilai ha-gilodi. Bikshu ksavam ha-misyachzim. They looked for the yichus brief. They looked for the ksav yichus. They couldn't find it. They were pushed away from the kahuna. Geula goyel is a lot of disgusting mottles. So pushed away from the kahuna. And they cannot eat from the kodesh hakadoshim, these koyanim, by the second base hamidosh, who went back. They cannot eat from the kodesh hakadoshim. Ad amoid koyin l'um retumim, until the koyin can ask the urim retumim. And as Mepharshim explained, ad koyin l'um retumim means until Mashiach comes. Because by the second Beis Hamikdash there was no urim retumim. So it wasn't where we were telling them, sorry mate, you've lost your yichus brief, there's nothing we can do for you. Even though they had been kehanim. That means to say that they'd been in the first Beis Hamikdash, 70 years had passed, they were in the churban, now they were going back to Eretz Yisrael. They wanted to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. They wanted to eat the kashim, and we said no, because you've lost your yichus brief. It's quite harsh. Wow. And the chayyur, they've got a chazaka. So the Gemara, that's a pasuk. So the Gemara is like proving gedoy la chazaka. So Omar lohem, harei atem becheskaschem. This was what Ezra said to them. You still got your chazaka. Harei atem becheskaschem. You got your chazaka. But ma yisem oichlim begoyla? What did you eat begoyla? Goyla is the time in between the first Beis Hamikdash and second Beis Hamikdash, right? But my yisim oichlim begoyla, but kodesh hagvul. Kodesh hagvul, that's truma derabonon. That's called kodesh hagvul. Truma derabonon. Because when Klal Yisrael are not in Eretz Yisrael, then the chiyuv truma is only truma derabonon. And they were kehanim, but since there was no truma deraisa, because of the churban, and there was no kodeshim, so they didn't have a chazaka to eat kodeshim, they didn't have a chazaka to eat truma deraisa, they only had a chazaka to eat truma derabonon, because there wasn't any. That's all they ate. So what's your chazaka to eat truma derabonon? Afkan the kodesh hagvul, here also you can eat truma derabonon. They could eat the truma derabonon, which they could have eaten then. So you take truma derabonon from food which came from Eretz Yisrael, they could eat it, or challah, or other things where there is. They were, but it depends where they were. I mean, and at that time, Klal Yisrael were in 127 Medinas, Mishneit Megillah, yeah? So they weren't only in Bavel. In fact, they weren't in Bavel at all. So, well, there must have been some people in Bavel, because there were 127 Medinas, but I call upon him, that's not a problem where they got Truma from. But the Truma would have been Drabonon. So I'm going to skip up a line here, because it's Negeta to Sugi, but it's not Negeta to us. But the Gemara asks, why aren't they Ne'emon b'chazoka that they were Duchanim? The policy of Dari. So the Gemara says, Shana hocha de reyachas kayu. Here is different because they had a reyachas kayu, their chazaka was bad. Either because there was a shmur, they heard something about them, that there was something not quite right about the family, something had been, there were rumors. Alternatively, because the very fact they can't find the yichus brief is something which is reyachas kayu. We find that quite often, Chazal, that especially in those days, I think it was much more common, no such thing as losing your papers. There weren't that many documents in the first place, and a person held on to his precious documents, he looked after them very, very well. And if a person can't find such a precious document, shmek minisht. Happens, you know, we're not going to allow you to come and do chum. So the reason why that they were not ne'emon is because reyach is kayu. Reyach is kayu. But otherwise, gedoyle chazoka. Otherwise, gedoyle chazoka, that we would have been allowed them to eat truma. So Gemara carries on. The Gemara carries on, and the bottom line is that the Gemara, there's two ways to learn the Gemara, and there's taka machlikas rishonim about the Gemara. According to the Rambam, kohanim nowadays can eat truma with chazaka, but only truma d'rabbanan. According to other rishonim, kohanim nowadays could even eat truma d'oraisa. In practice, it's not going to happen because we have another problem. Tumah tahara. Right, but we're going to let's go to Shulchan Aruch and we'll look at that and we'll see whether that can be dealt with or not. Sorry, it's misvidei shemaim, but it's a truma d'rabbanon. You won't be, and nowadays you only have truma d'rabbanon.
I'm saying if you have truma
d'raisa, it's truma d'raisa. We'll get them. We've moved on from Hilchas Nesis Kapayim to Hilchas Birchas Amozen. Lo yaktim chochom Yisrael l'koinam ha'oretz. You lo yaktim chochom Yisrael l'koinam ha'oretz. Levorech lefonov, derech chok u'mishpat kohuna. A chochom Yisrael should not allow a koinam ha'oretz to go before him. Look at the kiddush here. We do not, a kohen, a talmid chacham should not allow him. Derech, choyk u'mishpat kohuna. Avon los yisrael chacham reshus shivorech him bekach klum. Right? Which is perhaps a good idea. It's not nice to go and tell somebody you're not moritz. But a talmid chacham is not allowed to say, you're a kohen, so you go first. Your limud ha-Torah is more important. Your talmid chacham is a more choshuva level of madrega than the kohuna of the kohen. Avad, if the coin is a Talmud Chochem, then Avad, he comes first. He doesn't have to be as big a Talmud Chochem. We're not talking about that. Avad coin Talmud Chochem, mitzvah lahakdimoy, shenema vikidashloi liftoyach rishon, levorach rishon. So as if the Muhammad definitely holds there is some mitzvah vikidashloi, and he's talking nowadays, and he's telling them there's a mitzvah lahakdimoy to give the broch of the benching, to give it to a coin that he should go first, because it's mitzvah vikidashloi. It's a mitzvah lahakdimoy. Now here is a Mogen Avraham. V'tzorich ion, lomo ein nizhorin achshav lahakdim koin lechol hanachmila. Why are people not more makbid on this than the din of the Kiddushtei? What is the reason why people aren't, they're a bit makel in this? V'yesh li zoye beze macha shemidereisahim. It's midereisah. So he's passing like the shit as holds the reisah, and he holds you to suffer the reisah, but shouldn't mug them. The efsha, the ain onu bekiim biyichusei kohuna, k'moy shikosa b'seif siman tof nun zayin. Maybe we're not bekiim in who is a kohen yichusei kohuna. So we're going to get tof nun zayin. We're going to see there where it says the way he gets it from. That we're not bekiim biyichusei kohuna. But you see,
between benching and aliyahs,
so we have to understand. So what are we doing? So the Maisa, he says the reason why we're not makbid as it should be v'kedashtoi is because we don't bekiim biyichusei kohuna. Perhaps it's not a kohen. How do we know? So therefore, we're not makbid. And then he carries on to say, however, he's able to be moichel. So therefore, it's not so bad since a kohen can be moichel. Then it's not so bad anyway that if you're not mechabim v'kedashtoi, because if he really wants to, then he can make a fuss. But since he can be meichel, so it's not the end of the world, because we can assume he's being meichel. That's the terz of the Mogen Avraham in Reish Aleph. In Plesi, Plato says a similar thing. The place is in Matnas Kohana. That's that halacha I was telling you before. It's in halacha in Yodea that you have to give the Matnas Kohana to the Kohen. Matonois noyagois bechol mokim. Bein beoretz, bein bechutzoretz, bein bifnei habayis, bein shalei bifnei habayis. V'yeish misho ima she'einu noyagois bechutz loretz. V'chei noagu. V'ayim b'seif hachinuch, whether there's a read about that, whether there is a noyag bechutz loretz or not noyag bechutz loretz. Yeah. Zorich ha'am keim, yeah. והנה כוסו, אם ירצה אחד להחמה, וליתן לכהן, לקיים מצווה עשה, לא יספק משום יהורה. He's not being a frumer. It's okay. You're allowed to be, okay, you want to be machmen, give it, like the shit is the whole thing, as a mitzvah, giving it to Roy Lechiyayim והקבר, it's a good thing. ובאמס לא ידעתי, אנשי מייסה, המחמיר בכמה דקדוקי מצווה זה חומרס. They're big, they're frumer people, they're dactic, all the חומרס, all the various things. Lama einu mahadin lekayim mitzvah sezeishal Torah. Why aren't they mahadin to do this mitzvah? Asher ledas roiv mechabrim noig bechutz laretz. V'roiv chazal b'shas shenoag bo. I'm being katzeh, but it's meisus. Look how they did it. V'efsha hoil ein lonu bavoy neseinu harabim koyin yodua meyuchas rak koyani chazokis. So therefore, we're not noig to give it. Here it's a little bit better. Because here, there is no kedusha in Zeroya Lechiyayim Vakevo. It's a momentous dikas achus. And in momentous, we have a rule, and wait to make a veo el varaya. But I'll call upon him, you see from the place, how the place is attaching this halacha, Matnas Kohana, he's taking on that Kohanim is manazeh or a sophic. We're not for sure they're Kohanim. We're taking on that they're sophic. They maybe they're Kohanim, they're not Kohanim. Chazaka, very good Chazaka. But that's not enough to be moitzi, according to him. That's not enough to be moitzi and to force people to give the Matnas Kohana to the people, to the Kohanim. So you see again that it's not so clear that we take on the chazaka of a kohen nowadays. They should be a kohen.
A moment.
But it's true. It's not gonna help you by giving him bench in the marshal because there it's not a din mamonis. Although since we've already said the brachas is a mandatory thing, the ten zehuvim could be we could look at it mamonis. He's got no right to demand it from me. It's got fatas or shavius. Maybe. I call upon him, the zikha is in of kibbut in its general rights. Let him go first. Let him choose the first portion. So let's go to look at the halachas in Yeridea, which are Bez Nagir. This halacha here is the halacha of. One second, is the wrong one? Halacha of challah. You all know challah. Now there's two different kinds of challah. It's important to know. Challah's etz yisrael is the raisa. Challah's chutz laretz is not the raisa. We take on more chumras regarding challah's etz yisrael. The raisa is too strong, but it's more machne. One of the chumras that we take on challah's etz yisrael is that it cannot be eaten betuma at all, even to be meis. Whereas chalas chutz loretz is be'etzem already tomei, and it's only a darabonon, so it can be eaten by a tomei meis. So a kohen is a tomei meis can eat it. He can't eat it if he's tuma hayoytze megufoy. So balkeri, azov, cannot eat a chala. So chalas chutz loretz, afa pish hi tomeo, hoyel ve'ikach yu im divreim ein asuro ba'achila, Elo al koyin shetuma yoitz alof migufoy. Vehem, who's tuma yoitz migufoy? Bale kareem, bezovim, bezovis, venidois, veyoldois. Aval shah hatumei bemaga hatumois, afilu tumei meis mutorim lo ochlo. So nowadays, a koyin would be able to eat the challah. We'll be able to eat the challah. That which we are noig, and I think everybody in Chutz La'aretz is noig to burn the challah, is not because it can't be eaten by a kohen. Rather, it's for another reason the Mefarshim explain. It's because, since we don't want you to store up all the challahs, because and then give it to a kohen, so therefore each time a person gives challah, he's giving a very small amount. And we don't need matriach, the Yisrael, to give the kohen such a small amount of challah. If you ask, what was different in the times of Chazal? If he's getting challah tohoira, even the smallest amount, the kohen can eat it. But if the kohen is getting challah tmeya, the only thing he can do with it is burn it. If he's getting a small amount, it's useless to him. Even if he's got a wood fire, but a small amount of challah is meaningless. So we're going to be atriach the Yisrael to keep the challah and to go to give him a tiny amount of challah to burn. It's not worth it. So that's the reason the minig nowadays is that we burn the challah. Avad, we burn it. You must have anor from it. It's also banor because the Yisrael is not allowed to be nene from it. It's truma derabonon. It mustn't be nene. If it's in the oven, if by mistake somebody has a blias even of challah tmeya, it's treif. It's treif. There's ways out of it. You have to be asked what to do. But the maisa, it's treif. It's also to eat. But it's not worth giving to the kohen such a small amount. But not because the kohen can't eat it. Avad, the kohen has to go to mikveh. Has to go to mikveh. He has to be tohor from tumas hayotze migufoy. But then he can eat the challah. The yesh oimim, now this is the Ramah, the yesh oimim, kiven she'ein challah necheles bezman hazeh be'etz Yisrael. Gam b'sha makoyim is entzrich and hafish rak chala achas. I'm not going to explain that to you because it'll take too long. It's a different nakuda there. V'chein haminig b'chol hamdinas elu. V'yesh oimrim k'shesoyf in achala oitzin lo hesek b'fnei atzmo di yisrael osa lihonis imeno v'noyagin lahashlicho letanu koydim shoyf in hapas. You have to burn it separately, and that's why then before you bake the bread, before you get an offering, you throw it into the oven. So the Shach over here asks, he brings over another, Umashma, Dehayesh oimim pliga nami hecha, deisa koyen cotton oigodl. Even when there is a koyen cotton, why koyen cotton? Because he hasn't got any tumah yoitz megufoy. Oy godel toir, but he's been to mikveh. Ein litin lohem lo ochlo. We do not give the challah to the kohen to eat. Why? Chen kosa v'soifon is to burn it. V'chen kosa mashal. Mishum deloy machzekinon bezman hazeh bekohen vaday. We do not hold that nowadays that the kohen is a kohen vaday. So therefore, you don't give him to eat. Even you don't not to eat. Well, yeah, you don't even give him to eat. Even this truma, you do not even this challah, you don't give him to eat. V'chen kosa maril behilchas pesach. The dark leaders were rabbim. That means when it's Shabbos HaGadol Drosha, he used to say, "Sheloi la'achil a kohen cotton." Why? Reason number one: they shouldn't say chalas chutz la'aretz necher. It's only chalas chutz la'aretz. It doesn't matter. You can eat it, so you don't give it to cotton. People will misunderstand it. And also, the hatam nirali the chashinon shema yifari ve'ose lidei takola Pesach, giving him challah. Crumbs, the child is going to eat it because he has to be a toy. It's crumbs, he's going to get into make trouble. No, better just burn it. Don't get into trouble. Burn it, that's one reason. We don't rely nowadays on the yichas of Kohen Vaday. So the big question is, how do you do Pidyon HaBen? How does it happen? How do you do Pidyon HaBen? Now, there's different ways to understand. The first way one can understand, this is a chinuch. A chinuch says, he's talking about Pidyon Petach Hamoir. He's actually talking on a minig, a strange minig which they had in those days in the time of Minchas Chinuch, that people dafka wanted to make themselves have Pidyon Petach Hamoir. They wanted to do the mitzvah. It was unusual, so they would dafka arrange it to have a Pidyon Petach Hamoir. And the question is, if you're not sure the coin's a coin, you're better off without it. You're better off not doing the Petach Hamoir. What are you going to do? Mechaim's the Petach Hamoir. Now you've got to give the rice to the Petach Hamoir, and you haven't got the rice to the Kohen to give it to. Better off have a Shutfus of a Goy, or don't buy the Hamoir in the first place, and then you won't have any problems. So he says, it's okay. It's okay, you can be Mechaim yourself. And he gives this advice also by Pidyon HaBen that one should do this. One should be Mezaka, the Kohen, Shevet Kohuna, with the money. So even if you are personally are not a Kohen, it doesn't matter. You're being Zoyche in it on behalf of Shevet Kohuna. So Shevet Kohuna have received this money and you've definitely been Podui. There definitely are Kohanim in the world, even if you don't know who they are. But there definitely are Kohanim. So you give it to the Kohen, Shevet Kohuna. Now there's just the question of which kohen. There is a way to mechaber the baraya. The boy is podui. The donkey is podui. Now you just have to know what to do with the money. Now moitz mechaber the baraya. The kohen can keep it, and moitz mechaber the baraya. I'm going to cut out because I didn't realize the time, but just if we say it like that, we can say that every single time, whenever we do something, we're doing it to shave at kohuna, then there's no problem. Even without doing it, you won't be makai mitzvahs, pidin aben. You don't know if this person is a kohen. He's accepting on behalf of shave at kohuna because he thinks he's a kohen. If he's a kohen, avadagut. If he's not a kohen, he's taking on behalf of shave at kohuna because he thinks he's a kohen. And now there's money which is not in the hands of a kohen, but he thinks it's a kohen. So the kohen, shave the kohen, haven't got the money. But it's not going to be a problem that the child is not potri. Sorry. The brocha, he's poyder. He did the mitzvah.
How can you say?
This I haven't seen anybody there, but I think that's not a problem. Because the kohen is allowed to believe he's a kohen. Why shouldn't he believe his father is a kohen? I believe my father. You can't believe me because I haven't got eidos, but why shouldn't I believe I'm a kohen? If I come in here and I know this piece of meat is kosher, even if I'm possibly eidos, you don't, I can eat it, why shouldn't I eat it? The same goes with also the mitzvah of kiddush, separating him from kiddushin, from all the people he mustn't marry. He says he's a kohen, so he's also to marry her. We don't need to believe him as a kohen to be mechuy to separate him. We've got a chiv to separate him because according to what he's saying, he is a kohen. So we've got a chiv to separate him. It's his problem. It's not our problem. No, we're not lefneva. Where's lefneva? He says he's a kohen. Every time you make a bracha, it's your decision whether you're making the right bracha or the wrong bracha. I don't have to intervene to stop you making the right bracha or the wrong bracha. You believe you're a kohen. I'm happy to trust you for as regards to your bracha to make a kohen. There's a bigger problem than the bracha, or maybe it's a question whether it's bigger or not bigger, but there's an asay of duchening. Only a kohen is allowed to duchen. It's an asay for a zar to duchen is an asay. Do we have a problem telling him, ooh, Sophie the Reiser, not sure, you can't go and duchen? No! He says, I am a kohen, I've got a chazok, I'm a kohen. But maybe he doesn't need more than that. It's only when we need to believe him, the Eidus, like about other people, so people have we got to know, like about Matonis to take it out from other people, then we have to have a higher level of demons. I'm going to finish off with just one very interesting halacha over here. I didn't know this existed, and some of the Kahanim will know that this is an Indian. I didn't know this existed. In Hilchas Pidin HaBechoyer, Imrotza HaKoyin LaHachzi Loya Pidin, if he wants to give the money back, for sure, he's allowed to. He doesn't have to profit financially. He's allowed to give the money back. But, right? Then you've got matam lasahachzi. Don't do that. But he shouldn't always do that. The coin should make a point of sometimes keeping the money. Why? This is Bilch's business here. If you always do for free, nobody else is going to go to other kahanim, and you're going to cause other kahanim not to lose money, because everyone's going to go to the free coin rather than the coin that's going to cost money, and then you're taking business away from them. They won't be able to do it, so it's not right. So you shouldn't do it. To poor people, so that's the halacha I didn't know. But here comes along the Pesach Tshuva from the She'ilas Yaivetz. So something very interesting. The halacha is different. Nowadays, the halacha is different. The Masha Omru Shelo Yakoin Rogel Bekach, that we just said he shouldn't do it. Hani Mini Bekoi Hani Miyuchosim. Ava Bekahani Chazaka Ba'alma Ki Hoidna, nowadays, Chayna Chazaka. Ava Gabdelo Chumra Ozlinon. But who lekol min? We're going to chumra. Uporkina bechoyim al yadayu. We use them for pidin aben. Mishum to lo yesh bechlin. We got nobody else. There are no kahanim miyuchosim. Not that there are no kahanim miyuchosim. Mi lahok eloi. Dahinu lahoytzi mamun ab misafik to take his money away misafik. No, how can you do that? Ukemat sheyesh loyma the medina in tzvichin lahachzi. They're not allowed to keep the money because. Mitzvah, I have to do. Maybe you're a kohen, but you keep money. Wait, we're going to get the money. According to our chinuch, that's not a problem because you're mezakeh to shave the corner, and he's a kohen, he can hold on to it. So then you've got no problem to do that. And I just one clean nekuda is that it's not so posh that you do Misyachas all the way up to the Mizbeach. And it could be in England we've got a tremendous advantage. There's a Mishnah in Kiddushin, the Ayin Vav, that says that when you want to be Misyachas, and it's Machlech Shoshanim about it, it's a whole another shmuz, but you boidik Adaladi Mohis, four mothers, the wife's mother and her grandmother, the wife's father, his mother, her grandmother, and then his father. Adaladi Mohis Shem Shmoina, we're boidik to check that all the Monok, Rushas, Chalutzas, everything's okay. And it seems there, where certainly according to some Rishonim, that makes them Koyanim Yuchosim. According to that, it could be that nowadays in England, where because of the United Synagogue, we have a very, very good records. Okay, I'm not going to say we have Europe and after the Holocaust and everything was burnt and lost. I don't know how much is available, it's not available. But there can be people, if people are able to trace and say who the women are, whether they were Gerushin or Chalutzas, and they wouldn't allow, in England certainly, they wouldn't allow a marriage to take place, which was problematic, then the very fact that they got married, and if you can go back four generations, according to those, that's sufficient, then you've even got Kehanim or Yuchosim nowadays. You could have Kehanim Yuchosim nowadays. Obviously, I'm not saying Halacha Lamaisa. About Halacha Lamaisa, I think carries on the way it is. I'm just covering the subject. Yeah.